Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly.
Good day and very warm welcome to this meditation experience. And we're delighted you could join. Today, we're going to explore this idea of our poor racing mind getting a chance to not just catch its breath, but maybe even start to engage in more healthy functioning. So this idea of the breath of the mind. And what inspired this for me is that the industry that I sometimes get to play a part in, the fitness industry, one of the trending aspects at the moment is breathing, just the most basic aspect of life, breathing. And believe it or not, most of us do not do it well. The physical breathing, we do not do it well. It's short, it's shallow, etc. And so training us, our body, to breathe properly is actually a huge component now in fitness, a focus. This idea of less breaths in a minute because they're slow, deep, and restorative. So I started to wonder if the breath of our mind, you know, our mind is racing all the time. Is it also not very well? Which means my mind cannot operate at its best. So very basic art to look at the functioning of my mind at its most basic level. It will show up, of course, in my thinking. That's really how the mind expresses. Are my thoughts slow, deep, and restorative? Are they very short, that is, expansive, lots of them, and superficial? So let's go inside and do a little breath training for the mind. Sitting comfortably, and eyes can be open if you wish to explore that aspect. And starting with the breath of the body. At this time, most of us have very short, shallow breath, many per minute. But let me try a different breath with the body. Visualizing the ribs, where the diaphragm is housed, visualizing that expanding. As I take a breath in, and then a very slow exhale, emptying the lungs, releasing what the body no longer needs. How calming that is for the body. Another breath in, filling the lungs, expanding the ribs. My posture might change. And a slower exhale, which triggers the parasympathetic system, responsible for calming the body. Letting that breath continue on its own, I now shift my attention to my mind. One of my most valued possessions, and really the interface between the outer and inner world, the physical and the spiritual. During the course of a day, my mind is creating thousands and thousands of thoughts, far more than it needs to. And if I was asked, I may not know what all those thoughts were, maybe just the highlights. My mind is racing through the day. Even if the body is seated, my mind is still racing, never getting to catch its breath, let alone breathe in a healthy way. I now put all attention on my mind, which is revealed through the thoughts. My mind has developed the habit of thinking on the surface about temporary things, passing things, different people, different tasks, the weather, responsibilities, possessions, sometimes repeating the same thought multiple times in the day. And at the end of the day, like a muscle that's been overused, my mind is strained and exhausted, making the entire body feel strained and exhausted. So in this moment, as the master, the caregiver of my mind, I am giving it permission in this moment to let go of those usual surface thoughts, that shallow, quick breath. Going into slower, deeper breath with a long release of unnecessary thoughts. The deepest thoughts my mind can have, the deepest breath it can take, are thoughts about what is eternal. I start with the self, inviting my mind to hold a single thought, I am a spiritual being. I am a soul. And the mind starts to create very few, but very deep thoughts about what it means, the significance of being a soul. This body in which I, the soul, sit, this body belongs more to the chair in which it's sitting than it does to me. This body is made of the same material as the chair in which it sits, whereas I am made of different stuff. The body and the chair are made of physical elements. The body is made of oxygen and hydrogen and carbon and nitrogen, various physical elements of matter. And like the chair, this body is temporary. Over time, it becomes old, and eventually it will change its form. I, the soul, completely different energy, very subtle, light, joyous, refined energy. I am not made of oxygen and hydrogen. I am made of peace, love, truth, harmony. I am made of all the things I've been seeking in my outer life. As my mind holds each of these thoughts, I guide it to absorb them deeply. Breathe the thoughts in to say, I, the soul, am a being made of peace. I let the mind breathe that in so deeply. It radiates through my entire being. I become that thought, experience it. Take time, slow down. I am a being of peace, calm, light, content. I am amazed that I was looking for peace outside. Not just going to mountains and peaceful places and peaceful music, but in just wanting everything to go the way I want. Seeking peace constantly outside when I am peace. Within me is an unlimited supply of peace. Just remembering that activates the feeling. So calm, so serene. And the mind immediately emerges the thought born from peace. All will be well. Everything's okay. No more fighting and laboring, controlling, manipulating, or bargaining from inside. Just peace. As my mind breathes this feeling in deeply, it automatically exhales, releases unnecessary thoughts. That feeling of peace have a magical effect on my own mind. Not just allowing it to relax, but actually let go of worries, tension, fear. The mind exhales, letting go of what does not serve my well-being. Taking another breath of peace in. I am eternal. I never die. This is such a new thought. My mind will have to take time with this thought. Everything around me changes. It's temporary. If I am eternal, then everything temporal can never really belong to me. It will be left behind. I will lose my peace if I try to hold on to what cannot travel with me. Everything I actually need can be found within myself. Slow, deep thoughts. Slow, deep breaths of the mind that naturally allow it to exhale. Let go of what no longer serves the self. Training my mind to breathe in a healthy way. Om Shanti. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, manhattanmeditationcenter.org, for more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.